1. Brave New World? The motivation for this book. Do you know that feeling when you wake up and think, something is wrong? I had this happen to me one day. I was still lying in bed, and had already been staring at my smartphone for several minutes. Suddenly a disturbing thought occurred to me. What did it mean that I reached, quite instinctively, for my smartphone in the morning? It was the first thing I did on waking, even before I got up and went to the bathroom. And how many years had that little tablet been sitting on my bedside table? In the evening, I often did not put it down until my wife and I turned off the light. Gradually, I began to observe the internet behavior of my fellow human beings more closely. It struck me that practically no one has any objection to the fact that we are constantly looking at these small screens in our hands. Even the sight of children in a restaurant staring spellbound at their parents' tablet seems disturbing only to a minority. Like most people, I had long since accepted the daily flood of professional and private messages. As a consequence, I tried to move as efficiently as possible in our accelerated world. Reaching for the smartphone was often an unconscious reflex, which fortunately was also indulged by work colleagues and friends alike. Is this the new normality? Was everything better in the past, or just different? At university, and later in my professional life, I became acquainted with different worlds. I went through a scientific education to become a doctor of chemistry, worked as a management consultant with clients in the telecommunications and technology industry, and held various management positions in the finance and technology sector. Based on my experience over the past 25 years, I can say that the internet and smartphone or tablet have accelerated access to information in a beneficial way. We now enjoy powerful tools such as Google, Google Maps, Messenger services, and online banking. At the same time, we are faced with a flood of professional and private messages and are expected to respond to them promptly, whether during working hours or at the end of the day. It has become normal for us to be constantly interrupted and distracted by computers, tablets, or smartphones. We always have to fight actively if we need space for concentrated work. The attention threshold drops, the ability to concentrate suffers, discussions in the private and professional environment become more superficial, stress increases. The impact of online addiction on humanity shocked me. Stimulated by the feeling that something was wrong, and by consciously observing my environment, I started systematically looking into the phenomenon of online addiction. I read studies and articles, and had numerous conversations with those affected, and with experts. After some time, it became clear to me that this problem concerned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?